Sindh's provincial minister, Syed Nasir Hussain Shah, has issued a firm warning that the Pakistan People's Party, PPP, will leave the federal coalition if a controversial canals project is not withdrawn. Speaking to the media at the opening of a furniture expo in Karachi, Shah declared the plan a red line for his party. He stressed that while the PPP avoids political conflict, it cannot compromise on national interest and provincial autonomy. Shah accused the Indus River System Authority, IRSA, of presenting inaccurate water availability figures, and said recent assessments show insufficient water for the proposed scheme. He urged the Prime Minister and the country's political leadership to make a sensible decision and cancel the project. He also addressed other national issues, linking domestic terrorism to hostile external forces, and reaffirming PPP's support for military operations against militants. Shah warned against weakening Pakistan's armed forces, drawing parallels with Libya and Iraq, where military erosion led to chaos. On economic matters, Shah welcomed the Furniture Expo, calling it a positive step for public awareness of interior design trends. He acknowledged Pakistan's mineral wealth, but stressed the need for technology and investment, clarifying that provinces retain their full rights in the mining sector. He criticized the unequal gas distribution, insisting Sindh should get priority over its own resources while ensuring fair distribution nationwide. Praising the Special Investment Facilitation Council, SIFC, Shah said it was managing several promising projects and expressed hope that contentious schemes would be reviewed by the leadership. Commenting on agriculture, he encouraged modern farming methods in Sindh, particularly in water-rich areas, adding that other provinces' efforts in this direction should not be criticized. Shah dismissed political opponents rallying around the canal issue as opportunistic, asserting that PPP's focus remains on safeguarding Pakistan's broader interests.